Good morning and welcome to Viewpoint. I'm Tony Savino. My guest today is Sheila Matthews. She is the co-founder of a group called AbleChild.org, Parents for Label and Drug-Free Education. And we're going to talk a little bit about AbleChild.org, and we're also going to talk about a legal fight underway concerning the Sandy Hook Elementary School and the shooter there, Adam Lanza. Sheila, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I'm well.
Great, great. Before we get into the Freedom of Information filing by AbleChild.org, tell us a little bit about the organization, if you could.
Sure. I am a mom with two boys, and my co-founder also has two boys, and we started Able Child because we did not want to place our children onto psychiatric drugs in school, and we were being coerced into doing that by our school systems. So we joined forces, created a 501(c) organization, and wanted to warn parents of their right to refuse psychiatric services and seek alternatives.
All right, and the organization is based in Fairfield County. And tell us now about the Freedom of Information filing you have concerning the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings back in December.
Sure. My organization decided to file a Freedom of Information Act to get the toxicology report and all the medical and educational records for the shooter in Newtown.
Now, my understanding is the toxicology reports have come out. They've shown no drugs in Adam Lanza's system. But you say
very,
no.
Very good. I guess that's a question. And we have not seen that report, so we really can't say. We understand that it's been released in the national news that there were no psychiatric drugs found. However, if you read the news report, it's very conflicted, and there are unnamed sources. And why we have an active case in the Connecticut court seeking those toxicology reports, we really would prefer to wait for our ruling and see the actual report before we take unknown sources and media releases that conflict.
All right. Tell us why you've made this filing.
Sure. Over the last 13 years that Able Child has been a 501(c) organization, we have been very active on the federal and state level trying to get laws passed to protect informed consent. And basically that is letting parents know all the information regarding the dangerous side effects of psychiatric drugs on a developing child. What we found was there was a lot of correlation between the use of these psychiatric drugs and the outbreak of the school shootings throughout the country. We have 31 recorded school shootings that were tied in one way or another to the use of psychiatric drugs.
Really? Okay, so you're kind of putting a database together here to see if common links, is that right?
That's right. What we do, one of our biggest pushes through Able Child is to educate the public on the MedWatch program, which is a federal program that you can record through this database side effects, not only of psychiatric drugs, but of all drugs. So the FDA can compile reports, go to the drug company and say, listen, you know, we have a concern regarding this drug, you know, like Effexor or Paxil, where we're seeing a large percentage, not everybody that goes on these drugs breaks out in homicidal mania, but clinical data has shown that that there is a percentage of people that go on these drugs that have homicidal and suicidal ideation. And our organization also helped get the warnings that are placed on the television when they advertise drugs, and you see one of the increased risk of suicidal ideation.
Are there Are there warnings of risks of side effects on some of these drugs that you've mentioned?
Sure. There's a black box warning that we helped get passed with other parents that have lost their children to psychiatric violence-induced suicide. So, yeah, there's a black box warning. There's 22 international drug regulatory agency warnings that have been issued on psychiatric drugs, citing, you know, effects like mania, hostility, aggression, violence, and even homicidal ideation. And then there's 10 studies in 4 countries that have been published on psychiatric drug-induced violence. So we feel that we're on the right track here, trying to get the data from the school shooter in Newtown to see what was in his system, what were the lead up to a 20-year-old picking up a gun and gunning down innocent children and teachers. So what we want to do is we want that data so we can legislate correctly. And our organization has, since the shooting, we have been up in Newtown. We just conducted a violence prevention forum, and we've been working diligently up at the state capitol trying to educate lawmakers on our concerns. We've been battling down an onslaught of massive mental health bills that are coming out in response to the Sandy Hook shooting.
And what are those bills saying?
They're basically saying we don't have enough psychiatrists, we don't have enough mental help for these children, whereas we're saying the opposite. So it's interesting because you have our organization saying we have too much, and then you have the industry saying we don't have enough. And what we want to do is we have two different arguments, and they're stories. This is my story, that's their story. What we want to do is show you evidence. So, you know, that's what we've been trying to do to lawmakers, but we're up against the drug industry and we're up against the psychiatric industry.
When you say not enough psychiatry, are you saying both drugs and counseling or?
Mm-hmm. Very good question. Our organization is saying is that right now there's a current monopoly. So there is way too much psychiatrist and way too much drug influence in our school systems. So effective programs for such as Adam Lanza, who was what has been released, and again, I don't go by what's released. I want to see the data. But he was a very gifted young boy. You know, our organization wants to see what gifted programs are out there that are challenging these unique learners. Children are not born mass murderers. They're just not. And, you know, I would defy any psychiatrist or any genetic, you know, doctor to sit here and tell me that he has proof that these children are born to be mass murderers.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Sheila Matthews. She's co-founder of AbleChild.org, an organization based in Fairfield County, fighting legal battles against the state and against the governor, I guess you might say, right? Sheila, tell us about what the governor has done here that you're fighting.
I am fighting, you know, trying to do it with grace and dignity. The governor has, since the Sandy Hook shooting, has put together like a panel of experts, but they're all industry connected experts. So I'm trying to reach his mind and his heart to have him open up to other alternatives other than the one voice he's hearing in his head, which is driven by the psychiatric and drug companies saying we need more. So I'm battling right now with him. He is trying to craft legislation to change the Freedom of Information Act, which really is for every citizen to be able to file to get information on our government. He is trying to craft a law that prohibits the public from getting documents from the Sandy Hook mass murder suicide. And our organization has an appeal in the court saying we feel that we've crafted a very good legal argument and we're waiting for a response, and we don't want the governor to block our opportunity to be heard through this appeal process.
Now, to be fair, this the documents I'm sure probably include pictures and things like that, and that's the kind of thing we were talking before about. How do you have a balance between the information coming out that groups like such as yours want to know about mm-hmm. what happened with Adam Lanza, his state of mind, his counseling, drugs, and such, mm-hmm. as opposed to, or in addition to pictures that might be released and put up on the internet of dead children or a scene like that?
You know, that's a really good question. I mean, our organization is not seeking pictures of dead children, and nor do we have a desire to see that on the internet. However, you know, I have to say there's a lot of awful things out there. There's just awful things. And the more controls you try to put in to prevent awful things from being seen by the public, I think the public is, you know, they're good people, and people are not with good hearts and good minds aren't going to seek those kind of images. You know, it's the same argument you can make regarding the abortion issue. I mean, that's not my issue, but who wants to see, you know, like those kind of images of aborted children on the internet? I don't want to see that. That's not our argument. I can understand his concern. That's an awful thing for any victim. Our organization is made up of victims who have lost their kids from psychiatric drug-induced hangings at the age of, you know, 12, and those are victims too. So if we're not able to get at the access at the information we need to protect children, hiding behind what somebody might do with images, I you know, there's got to be a balance. I just don't think the governor's really, he keeps saying, you know, what more information do we need to know about the Sandy Hook mass murder suicide? There's a lot of information we need to know. So I don't think he's operating from good footing.